Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So it's not really a baseball song, and we've been doing those all day, Glory Days, center field, but that is the outfield, if you see what I'm doing there.
That's kind of a stretch.
We're digging a little bit.
How was your hamstring on that one?
It's tight, very tight, maybe torn. We are going to wrap up Dana and Parks game day later today with mixtape, which is my favorite game to play. And at that point, we're going to need your help. We're going to need some judges from the audience who get to pick the song that they think is the best of these categories. Are you ready?
I would like to say you guys did a wonderful job with Hummers today.
Thank you. There's always one person who hates the game.
Felt really good.
There's always one person.
Yeah, those people don't have joy in their lives, and I'm sorry.
They have no joy. All right, you ready?
Yep.
So, first time crowd surfing.
Oh, good God.
90s Seattle.
Well, there's only one answer to that.
I already know what you're going to pick. So, crowd surfing,
fine.
90s song.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Category number two. Dana, you'll appreciate this one.
Okay.
Sam, you're just going to have to pretend, and I certainly know, the song that plays as your firstborn heads off to college.
Oh, God. That was the ringtone of my therapist's cell phone.
Oh, I've got a bunch of options from your guys' kids going off to college.
Yeah, I know. And here we are. If you're on a deserted island, you have one soft rock / yacht rock.
Yes, please.
Song to listen to. What is it?
Yes, please. That's my favorite one. All right.
Okay.
I can do it.
So those are your categories. We will play mixtape at 5:45 this afternoon.
Okay, speaking of music, sort of... Is Britney Spears changing her name?
Say what?
The headline from the Kansas City Star reads, Britney Spears says she's changing name amidst, quote, having a hard time understanding English.
Mine is from the Miami Herald.
In an Instagram post, she summarized a recent vacation she was on, talked about riding bikes, playing tennis, almost losing her phone. And then she says, I'm actually having a hard time understanding English. She says she's changing her name to Xyla.
Okay.
X-I-L-A.
All caps.
Oh, you are correct, which makes it look like almost a Roman numeral except the A. It looks like a Super Bowl. I'm sorry.
No, it doesn't.
XIL. Yes, it does. That's 10 minus 4 is 14.
That would be
14.
11 minus 50.
Whatever. 14A.
14A.
So it would be 39A.
No, 10 plus 4 is 14. And no. Is there an A in Roman numerals?
If L is 50, not 5.
Oh.
So if the number,
right,
if the letters are before the L, you subtract them.
Whatever.
If they're after the L, you add them.
Very confusing.
So this would be, and there is no Roman numeral to coincide with this, but this would be theoretically 11 minus 50 A. So it would be 39 A.
Okay.
No, but that's not a real Roman numeral.
Xyla.
Yeah. Do you think maybe perhaps, and I
that
wish
she should have social media pause just a little bit.
Well, I think she might need to be fit for a straight jacket.
No, don't say that.
Well, I'm sorry, Dana, but I mean, when you are an American, and how old is she now? 40
yes.
something, and all of a sudden you don't understand the English language.
Okay.
And you're changing your name to Xyla from Britney Spears.
Okay. Well, Prince did it and was like, basically, don't look me in the eye. I just don't have a name.
And what did we think about Prince back
then?
That
it was crazy.
And he was crazy.
A little.
She did start posting nude pictures on her Instagram within minutes of being released from her conservatorship.
Okay.
She's
look,
lost
Look, if she wants to change her name to Xyla, change her name to Xyla. It's not like the guy today that changed his name to anyone but
anyone else.
Anyone else.
Yeah.
Because he's running for president. Okay.
35 years old from Dallas-Fort Worth. By the way, I would remind you, he is not only a U.S. Army veteran, he's also a teacher. Anybody else is a teacher of children.
Okay.
If that guy was my kid's teacher, we're getting a different class.
Well, he is making a statement.
Not in front of my kid, you're not.
All right, no, you're right. Mr. Anybody else but these two?
Yes, yes.
I need to use the restroom. Can I have a hall pass, please?
No.
Wait, what's wrong with him being funny about changing his name?
Because I don't need you to interject your politics into my kid's math class. I teach my
He's
kid.
He's saying it's okay to change the name, but like not in an education setting where what are the students going to call him? What would be the last word of that name?
Mr. Else?
Mr. Else? Okay.
Yes.
I mean, he could still go by his teacher name. It doesn't have to change in the classroom.
I know, but we have seen teachers fired for far.
Can you be a rapper outside of the classroom?
Far less. Wait, Sam, I'm glad you brought that up. That was in the stack.
Yesterday.
And we didn't end up getting to it, but in fact, a teacher is in trouble. Was she fired or is she suing because they threatened to fire her?
She, I believe, was fired and is suing over it.
Because of her rap career. And I said to Sam, can we play some of the music?
No. Not even 2 seconds
Not
of it.
Not even one.
Might be able to get one word in.
Dana, if the argument is that teachers should be allowed to go to Cancun, sip on a couple of margaritas, have some pictures put on Facebook, you'll get no argument from me.
Sure.
I don't need you gangsta rapping.
Well.
Or doing whatever you're doing.
It's my understanding that we were not able to play some or any, Sam, of what.
The word is any.
The very first word in the song is a bad word.
Okay.
And the third word in this song is a bad word.
But let me just throw this out. Let me just throw this out. Is that not protected art? That's art.
Well, what are you rapping about?
Well, forget that it's rap. I mean, some of my very favorite Taylor Swift songs now include big bad words. You know, it's not gratuitous. It's just here and there for emphasis.
Is she teaching her kid?
No. But would you have the same... My question is, would you have the same issue if it wasn't rap? And I think you got to be careful there. This is art.
Her rap name is also a very inappropriate euphemism.
Can you clean it up or not?
I mean, I can say it.
Well, don't say it if it's inappropriate.
Well, it's only inappropriate if you think about
it. Let me ask you this. If the teachers are going out, and we've seen this before, and posing nude on OnlyFans or doing something like that, we don't say that's art. We go, yeah, well, that's kind of disruptive because the kids are going to see Mrs. So-and-so naked. That's right. A disruption, probably in violation of their contract. But why is it when it's music, I get a little defensive? It seems more artistic to me that it's music. And we can have this argument than when it's just porn for money.
Let me ask you this.
Although I'm sure there are some actresses or whatever that would say that is my art.
So could a teacher, and I ask out of ignorance, could a teacher write an op-ed in a newspaper?
Yes, but not.
Ooh, you said that with hesitation. You said that with hesitation.
Are they speaking out against district policy? I mean, I think you could get in some hot water for that.
Could a teacher come out and write a politically based one way or the other op-ed and put it in the newspaper? Why is it? What is it about teachers where we expect them to be so middle of the road, so milquetoast?
Right.
What is it about teachers that we want them to not have an opinion? And I understand where you're going with the rap song, and you're right. If this was, what if it was a teacher who was in a heavy metal band and, you know, they were redoing The Number of the Beast by Iron Maiden or something like that.
Okay. Would we be having this conversation, or are we only having the conversation because it's rap? And then that's where I get uncomfortable, because it's not right. My music after Run DMC. I'm aging myself there. Or a couple of Usher songs that begin with yeah. But it's also art and artistic, and so I don't like saying, well, she can't teach because she's a rapper, but if it was Iron Maiden, that's cool. You know what I'm saying?
Well, like, I do hear what you're saying.
I think it's more about the content of the song. If she were rapping about mathematics, that would be different rather than
no one
genre.
Raps about mathematics,
yeah, Sam.
Sam.
Bro, you just made yourself older than Dana and me.
586-7798. Phones are ringing.
You literally made yourself older than Dana and me in one sentence.
But if they're,
we need to make this about art and not about the genre.
If they're a teacher and their number one hit song is "Let the Bodies Hit the Floor," that's a problem.
I don't know.
Or Papa Roach.
All right. Telephone number is 913-586-7798. 58. Let the bodies hit the floor. 913-586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks.
It's a jam.
So what is this teacher's rapper name?
No, do not say it. Don't say it.
Okay.
No, do not say it.
She's in trouble.
The words themselves are fine. But
the words separately themselves would be fine, but when you put them together, it is not something we're going to say on the radio.
Okay.
I mean, we could say it once.
And then there would be a different show
and
here
tomorrow.
And
everyone would crack up, and then we'd get called into the office. I can hear new us now. Really?
JC in really? Kansas City. JC, hello, good afternoon. Welcome.
How are you doing? What a wonderful crew of people you have there to begin with. Okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
We are blessed beyond measure. You have no idea.
Yeah. Let me tell you this. You know, when you're at work and in an environment where you're around a lot of people, you know when to tell a joke and when to not tell a joke, correct?
Sure.
I had a child that was in school. And he was given a belief by a teacher who interjected the teacher's belief on a subject, which changed his mind about things in the future. And I think that's the biggest thing. The teacher's got to learn when to interject and not to interject, because they don't realize what a big impact they have on the children's belief, okay? And it's not saying they're bad or good. It's sometimes they get too comfortable with what they believe in. They think they ought to teach that to someone else.
But JC, what would that have anything to do with someone's, I don't want to call this a side hustle. I don't know that she has an extreme amount of downloads on this material, but What does that have to do with what someone decides to do as an adult in their own personal time? I get really, really nervous when we start telling professionals what they can and can't do as adults in their own personal time.
And like you said before, there's something in their contract that says they can and cannot do certain things. Who's the judger on that?
Well, I have a feeling the school board. And look, JC, my entire career, we have had a morals clause, okay? And that is the most loosely defined, ridiculous clause in any broadcast person's contract. Who decides what's moral and what's not? Well, if they want to fire you, they'll decide that it was immoral. If they don't, you're going to be fine.
Dana, a perfect example is what you just did. You said, no. Don't say his name. Don't say their name. Why did you say that when you know that the skill of the person is not going to do anything to harm anyone else?
Well, the reason that she didn't want to say the name is because it has a double entendre, and it is a mild sexual reference.
That's a mega sexual reference.
All right. Okay, fine.
So I watched a couple of her videos, and her students are in them.
Oh, end of story then.
Gotta go. Gotta go.
She's gotta go.
Yeah.
That was not in the original story that we read. If the kids are in the video, it's over. Mm-hmm. She's fired.
I mean, it doesn't specifically state that they're the students, but they're all wearing gear from the same school that happened to be the school that she taught at. So something tells me that those are her students.
So she's representing the school.
Yes.
While rapping profane lyrics.
Okay. It's over.
Standing in a Jeep.
I was going to try to defend that woman. Darn it. Now I can't.
Gots to go. Mike in Topeka. Mike, good afternoon. Hello.
Guys.
Hi.
To kind of touch base on a little bit on what the last caller just said, I think the reason we don't want teachers, you know, we want them to be plain and not have opinions and views on everything is because they are responsible for educating the future of our society. And that's all we want them to do is just educate and give the students the tools and resources they need to form their own opinions and come to their own views of the world around them, not influenced by anyone or anything else, left, right, center, up, down, in between, it doesn't matter. You want that to be as neutral as possible so that the student, like I said, can form their own opinion on how they feel about the world around them.
And so they're not allowed to. Why is it that it's
well,
okay?
No,
hang on, Mike. Let me make my point. Why is it okay when a college professor shares his or her political points of view in an area where we're supposed to be open-minded and all-inclusive with an 18-year-old? With an 18-year-old student. But if that 18-year-old student happens to be a senior in high school, no. We have to be totally right down the middle.
Because the kids don't have a choice when it comes to going to high school, for the most part.
When you go to college, you are an adult. And going to college classes is a choice you make.
Yes, you're the consumer.
Going to school is not a choice. You have to go to K through 12. And so once you become an adult...
Very narrow set of circumstances, you do.
I want to take this class. I want to learn what this professor has to teach. That changes the game a bit.
Hmm. No. Thank you for the call, Mike.
Okay, man. All right. Do appreciate it. Sally in Independence. Sally, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi. Thanks for taking the call.
Of course. Anytime.
I kind of changed my topic here for a minute after listening to those two callers. Because what I'm hearing them say is what society says about teachers. We're supposed to be pure. And in fact, it hasn't been that long ago that we could even be married or be pregnant during the school year.
Or you would have to like time it so that the baby came in August you're absolutely right, Sally.
But we're supposed to teach, we're supposed to be nurses, we're supposed to comfort kids with their losses, we're supposed to teach them what parents don't, have them follow rules, have them have some type of integrity, and yet never, ever, ever share an opinion. They pay for teachers.
You're right.
I mean, society really has to look at that. Why is it? There are a lot of things that I wouldn't do off the clock as a teacher that I know some teachers do. And that's my own moral clause. But why is it okay for the outside to put their moral beliefs on teachers when teachers are supposed to be vanilla all the time.
Almost like you're supposed to be saints.
Yeah. And Sally, we've talked about it before. I have a huge problem in the handful of cases we've talked about where a teacher's photographed with a beer in her hand over the weekend or something, mm-hmm. and then it gets called in and is disciplined for that or worse.
Fired.
That's unconscionable to me.
I agree with you 100%.
Now, I don't think this particular teacher with a side hustle in the rap industry has a leg to stand on now that students are involved in the videos.
Or at least images of the school
non-starter.
On clothing. I agree with you. 913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Park.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So this is Dana and Parks game day. We do it once every year, and we do it when the Royals have the gall to challenge us for ratings. So we will be doing mixtape coming up at 5:45 this afternoon. Here are your categories. 90s, Seattle, crowd surfing song. The song that plays as your firstborn leaves the nest to head off to college.
Okay.
Song number three, maybe my favorite category we've ever done, your favorite yacht rock song.
Bring it.
I will channel my inner wink, stare it.
Bring it.
Gladly.
It's the hardest category for me because there are so many choices.
Would you say there's a plethora?
What's more than a plethora, Sam?
Plethoria?
Many. A lot?
A lot.
More than some?
A lot.
We'll wrap it up. Kia, you get Kia in Overland Park, you get the last word. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead.
So I had no idea that she had the kids in her videos, but I was going to say originally the school is going to have a huge problem with this firing if anywhere in any of those classrooms they play the new revised version of Snoop Dogg and the Wu-Tang Clan and their entire children's collection. They've both gone knee-deep into education, and the reason I figured it out was because my son kept coming home asking to listen to Snoopy, and I'm like, what? And I'm like, who is Snoop? Like, Snoopy doesn't make music.
And oh, yes, he does.
Like, you can't be talking about Snoop Dogg. And sure enough, it's his music. It's like public school wide. I found that they're playing Wu-Tang Clan and Snoop Dogg. God forbid any of these kids are good with Google and they search them up to try to see who they are. But she would have a leg to stand on from that perspective. But no, not with kids in the video. So
well, and we did, Kia, we did listen to Sam brought in the song.
One of her hits.
One of many.
It's the number one pinned song on her Instagram.
There is nothing in that song that we can play. Nothing.
Not even from the get.
No.
The very
or the go.
First word is a bad word.
And then the third word, and then a bunch of other words. Yeah. And it's like, oh my God, it was an assault to my ears. It really was.
A story here from the New York Post. New York's most notorious squatting story is taking a new twist. The squatter at the center of it says he is the victim and will get out once he has paid for upgrades to the house. Range Rover driving Brian Rodriguez tells the New York Post he wants $18,000 to hand back the home in Flushing, New York, and claimed all he is doing was trying to start a side hustle to cash in on a migrant crisis. The bizarre saga began when Adele Andaloro was handcuffed by police after a fiery caught-on-camera standoff, and she tried to throw out squatters from her $1 million four-bedroom home in Flushing.
She can't get them out, Scott.
That she inherited from her parents. But then the squatter said that they were legitimately subletting and paying rent to someone called Jay and therefore were entitled to stay.
You know, this is happening. These squatters' rights laws, which I do truly believe that the initial intent of these laws was good.
It was intended to try to protect renters.
Correct. Right. What has happened is that ne'er-do-wells have figured out there are enormous loopholes in these laws so that if you can just weasel your way into someone's house that you don't own, are not renting, are not leasing, have no claim to, the laws, the way they are written, make it impossible to kick you out. And these people know this. They are smart. These are not stupid people,
no,
Scott.
These are not, by the way, and that's a great point that you just brought up. You have to keep in mind when you hear about these squatter stories lately, these are not homeless people.
No. They are exploiting the laws as they are written.
That is correct. Now, let me ask you this. How is that not breaking and entering? How is that not burglary?
Because a lot of these people are saying, well, prove that the guy before he died told me this was my house. Well, prove it.
Show me the documents.
It was a verbal agreement, and now I'm in, and this is my place. And then you get mail there. Once you get a piece of mail there, bar the door. You can't get them out.
In a lot of situations, it is breaking and entering until they start squatting.
Initially. Maybe the very, very first time they go in there is breaking and entering. They start getting mail there. They're now living there.
Why does that change everything?
Once the mail?
Why does that change everything?
It also changes it if you end up getting a roommate that just looks at you one day and says, I'm not going to pay your rent. I'm not paying it.
There's a Friends episode about that.
Well, there's actually an entire series about it called Worst Roommate Ever, where these people show up, they look great on paper, great credit score, he's got a good job, and then they start walking around naked and refusing to pay any utilities or bills, and you can't get them out.
You can't just tell them,
no,
this is my property.
And one of the things is once they start getting mail there, that is considered their residence, and now they have rights, and you can't get them out. It's insanity.
Okay.
I know.
Okay. Rodriguez telling the Post, by the way, Rodriguez is the
rightful owner.
No.
He's the bad guy.
Correct. Okay. He's the squatter. Tells the Post that he was scammed into renting the house with a fake lease by a bogus realtor. So he's not a squatter. And he had planned to fill the property with migrants, wrongfully thinking the city would pay him $1,000 a month to take them in. Now he wants the owner of the property. It's a $1 million property in Flushing.
She's still paying the utilities too, Scott.
Correct. He wants her to pay him $18,000 towards what he says he has spent on repairing the plumbing, doing electric work, repainting, and cleaning. Quoting here from Rodriguez, the squatter, the alleged squatter.
Mm-hmm.
I told her that I can't just walk out. My money is there. I told her that she should let me figure it out or pay me my money. She was furious. Okay. Mm-hmm.
We might revisit this in a couple days because Mike Maruzars, who used to be a news anchor here, married to Rihanna now, you know who Mike is, worked at Channel 41.
Yeah, of course.
Just did a big story on this in New York and said it's just not as clear cut as you think it is in these cases. It's not as easy as just saying, get out of my house, which is insane.
I would hazard to guess what I would do. I am slow to anger, but when I do, it's volcanic.
Right.
And
yeah.
If I came home one night and somebody I didn't know was in my home, I hazard to guess what my reaction would be.
Well, but that would be breaking and entering. They're sliding in, okay?
While you're away. Mm-hmm.
Or one of the cases was the house was for sale. And in between, like, the sale and the closing, you know, in that very narrow window,
right,
someone sets up shop in there.
Starts getting mail
and is like, well, I had an agreement with the guy who died and it was an estate sale. Yeah. I had an agreement with the guy, and he told me this was my house.
Well, and he says, this Rodriguez guy, says that he signed a lease with somebody named Ronnie Ferg.
That doesn't even sound right.
Ronnie Ferg.
Oh, Ronnie Ferg told me this is my house.
For $3,200 a month.
Prove it ain't.
There are no public records that exist in New York of a realtor, which you have to register as a realtor,
okay,
named Ronnie Ferg.
Yeah. There is no Ronnie Ferg. That's like, what's her name on Friends? Phalange?
Phoebe's yes, alter ego.
Veronica Phalange or whatever her first name
was. It's not Veronica, but
it's the first name.
Yeah, it's something.
Someone
like
tell
that.
Us on the text line. I can remember Phalange. I can't remember the first
That's
name.
That's right. I forgot about
it. Oh, Ronnie Ferg. So stupid.
All right, we're going to do mixtape. We need three judges. If you are willing to be a judge, give us a call, 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. Mixtape when we return here on Dana and Parks. All right, we're short on time. We got to get to this. It is time, ladies and gentlemen, for mixtape on Dana and Parks game day. Matthew in Independence, my friend, are you ready?
I am ready, okay, sir.
All right, I hope you're a child of the 90s, because here is your category. This is your first time crowd surfing 90s bands only. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Okay, we will not tell you whose song it is, but here is song number one. All right, that's a solid pick. I don't care who you are. Pearl Jam's Jeremy, okay?
Got it.
All right, are you ready for song number two, my friend?
Let's go.
Okay.
Gangster's Paradise.
Oh!
Cooley. All right. Okay, some people came to play, and that's okay. Gangster's Paradise by Coolio is song number two. Are you ready for song number three before you make your decision?
Yes, yes.
Here is song number three, my friend.
Higher. Like.
Oh, yeah.
Very solid.
Alive by Pearl Jam is song number three. Who is it? Matthew, we need a decision, buddy.
Number two.
You're going with Coolio's Gangster's Paradise.
Yes.
All right, there it is. Sam wins round one.
Woohoo!
Here we go with Jennifer in Olathe. Jennifer, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, are you ready to play?
I'm ready to play.
Okay, this is going to be a tearjerker. if you're ready for it.
I am.
It is the song that you play as your oldest child goes off to college. Are you going to be all right?
Yeah, yeah, I can do this.
Okay, all right. Here is song number one.
Okay. Mm. Good one.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, Kenny Chesney, Don't Blink. Yeah. That's a doozy.
Yes.
All right. Here is song number two, Jennifer.
Ah. Ah.
Yeah.
Trace Adkins.
That song slays me.
You're going to miss this.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a doozy. All right. Are you ready for song number three?
I am.
Here it comes. Try not to cry.
Oh.
All right, that's Leanne Womack. I Hope You Dance. Who are you going with?
I'm going to have to go Leanne Womack.
Oh!
Really? Huh.
Yes.
Well, you just gave me my first point of the afternoon.
I don't know how, because I had never said to my children, when you go off to college, I hope you dance and find someone you're grinding on the dance floor when you're all drunk.
Well, that's not what we were saying.
That's exactly what you were saying.
That's not what we're saying. I hope you dance
clearly,
by yourself.
Clearly the winner is... the more appropriate song out of those three.
Yeah, you're going to miss this by Trace Adkins, of course.
Whatever.
Greg in Bonner Springs, we got to go real quick. Are you ready, my friend?
Let's go.
Greatest yacht rock song of all time. Here is option number one.
Yes, please.
Love. All right, we got Air Supply's Making Love Out of Nothing at All. Here we are with song number two, real quick. Oh, that's a classic. Seals and Crofts, Summer Breeze. And real quick, because we got to get going, here is song number three.
Oh! We had it all.
Just like Bogey and Bacall. All right. Bernie Higgins, Key Largo, who is your winner?
I got to go with number two.
Sam wins today. We got to get out of here. We got to get out of here. I hope everybody has a wonderful night.
Except Sam,
because he just won. Nice job, Sam. Well done. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. Be good.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.